Our guests in the cafe this morning are Amy Welch and Debbie Patterson with the Commerce Community Action Program, also known as CCAP. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that was good. Just right in harmony. Yeah, that's very nice. So coming up on Saturday, something called the We Care Fair, and this is from 10 to 2 in downtown Commerce on what is becoming kind of a popular place to hold events, that that grassy park-like area there across from City Hall.
Also known as The Lawn.
That's a good name for it. It's not particularly creative, but it is very descriptive. So Amy, tell me about the We Care Fair.
The We Care Fair, this is actually the second year, and it's a resource fair, which is a little bit different than your typical event because it brings together resources that are available to folks in our community, various organizations, and this year we have 35 represented, everything from organizations that cater to children to organizations that cater toward seniors, churches, food pantries, just a little bit of everything all in one place.
Mm-hmm. So this is the second year.
Second year, yes, sir. The weather was a little bit of an issue last year. I wasn't able to attend, but I heard it was extremely cold and very, very windy. So they moved the date to June this year to avoid that chaos.
I see. Well, that's good thinking. So 35 organizations in all participating. Mm-hmm. And what do you hope comes out of this?
There are many things we're actually hoping for. We're hoping that the organizations have a chance to really be a face in the community so that community has a chance to come see what's available to them. We're also hoping those organizations have an opportunity to get to know each other better so that they can work together in partnership in a way maybe they haven't thought of before. And we're also hoping that even if you don't need a resource that's available there, you may consider coming out and talking to people about volunteer opportunities to assist some of these organizations.
You're hoping people will be inspired to get involved.
Absolutely. There are many chances for services in our town, you know, many chances to give of your time. And oftentimes I think we wonder how we can be of service. And this is like a one-stop shop to find out what might be a good fit for you.
What are some of the activities that will be taking place, things going on during the event on Saturday?
Sure. There will be face painting for the kids and a bounce house. Hot dogs will be there available.
And live music.
Live music.
Oh, who's playing?
We have Joe Garza from First Christian Church that has put together some music for us during the day. It'll be some folks from his church and then some other people from the community. And they also have some dancers from the middle school and the high school coming out to do some dance routines for those who want to come and watch.
Okay, good. And you said free hot dogs.
Free hot dogs. So you don't even have to cook lunch. It's from 10 to 2, so we've covered your lunch.
All right, very good. We're talking with Amy Welch and Debbie Patterson with the Commerce Community Action Program, I think better known as CCAP. Debbie, talk a little bit about CCAP. I don't know how well known it is, although people are aware of some of the things you all have been involved in, but talk a little bit about the organization, the philosophy behind
it. Sure. Dr. Bob Johnson is the founder of CCAP. That kind of transpired many years ago when he actually had some health issues, and while he was going through the recovery part, his nurse kind of brought to his attention that there were some great needs in our community. And Bob, having a very social work and psychology background, mm-hmm. decided to take his retirement and use all of his knowledge and information to put something together that would benefit the community. And so that became Commerce Community Action Program. And basically the mission of CCAP is just to help improve the quality of life of the citizens of Commerce, Texas. And it does that by promoting efforts to educate the community, children specifically, also to mentor our students and anyone else that just needs some help in whatever stage of life they might be struggling. And also just to inspire the young people to get involved in the community, get involved in organizations, and get out there and use their gifts, their talents, and their abilities to help other people.
Well, CCAP has a Facebook page, and I was looking at that and seeing what you all have been talking about. And there is another thing that's coming up, and that is starting very soon, and this is the Commerce Institute for the Arts going on throughout the month of June, pretty much.
Yes, and this has been something CCAP has done the last 2 years and started, and they've taken 2 weeks after the end of the school year to bring in art teacher, music teacher, and dance instructor, and then they've taken in children that are interested in the middle school age, and then they offer these specific areas of art to the students for free so that they can come in and really just learn and grow in the art experience. Well, this year they have partnered with the after school program here in Commerce. And so it's going to be extended and be a little bit longer. And as time goes on, eventually CCAP will probably just hand that over to them to continue that program.
Mm-hmm. That's going on from noon to 5 at the middle school, starting June 3rd and through June 28th.
Yes.
That's what I read. And then you all, for a while now, that we're almost out of time, but you're involved with the community garden.
Yes.
Over behind First United Methodist Church.
That's correct. I'll just say Royce has been really the instigator behind that, but CCAP has been very supportive, and we help to try to bring in people who are interested in learning to garden, learning to grow their own food. Everything from the beginning point where you can just buy or rent a little plot, and then you get to go and you get to plant and you get to tend and you get to come in and reap what you have sown.
Yeah, Dr. Royce Lee it is that
yes,
is
thank you.
Involved with that, and so get a chance to do some gardening, grow your own vegetables. That's underway already. All right, so the event is the We Care Fair from 10 to 2 Saturday, downtown Commerce. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
A cup of coffee with us, Amy Welch and Debbie Patterson with CCAP. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.